Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, September 17th, and on this day in 1923, the great Hank Williams was born.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. A Smyrna man with a history of burglaries was jailed after ramming a police vehicle and fleeing. Cobb puts $3.9 million towards a new elections office. Residents will see an 11% jump in their water rate beginning January 1st. Loudermilk Drive was shut down after a train collided with a truck's trailer. And finally, advanced voting locations and times have been set for the November 2nd elections and Ed Splost vote.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonalday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
A Smyrna man remains in jail after police say he fled a traffic stop, attempted to run over a police officer, and rammed a police vehicle. 24-year-old Montez Daniels attempted to run over an officer, forcing the officer to jump out of the way at an address just southwest of the intersection of Cooper Lake Drive and Atlanta Road on the afternoon of September 7th. He then accelerated into the rear of the officer's patrol car, causing it to partially spin. Daniels is charged with six felonies, including two counts of aggravated assault on a public safety officer, two counts of criminal interference with government property, one count of attempting to elude, and one count of driving without a valid license for at least the fourth time. He also faces misdemeanor counts of hit and run, expired tag, and driving without proof of insurance. A separate warrant shows police in unmarked vehicles found Daniels at a Smyrna home on Fox Chapel Drive during a period of time matching his arrest. He was charged with one felony count each of first-degree burglary, possession of tools, and second-degree criminal damage. Daniels is being held at the Cobb County Jail without bond. In January of 2020, afraid Cobb's governing board might kill the goose that's laying the golden eggs, former Governor Roy Barnes urged its members to extend a funding agreement with the Cobb Marietta Coliseum and Exhibit Hall Authority. Less than 2 months later, the pandemic hit, and those discussions were put on ice until now. Exhibit Hall Authority CEO Michelle Swan says she's begun speaking with members of the Cobb Board of Commissioners in hopes that by year's end, they extend the authority's current revenue-sharing agreement with the county through 2053, a deal that would allow it to pursue costly long-term projects needed to stay competitive with other Metro Atlanta venues. The Exhibit Hall Authority owns and operates the Cobb Galleria Center, Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, the Arts Bridge Foundation, and the Galleria Specialty Shops, and is funded in part by an 8% hotel-motel tax. Of the total proceeds from that hotel tax, a share goes to the cities and Cobb Travel and Tourism. The remainder is split between the county and the Exhibit Hall Authority. The county gets 37.5% and the authority 62.5%. The agreement that set the split at its current rate is expected to expire in 2026, and the authority hopes to keep that share at 62.5 through 2053. Hoping to get ahead of the curve for next year's statewide races, Cobb County is at work on a new and improved headquarters for its elections department. When finished, election staff will move from their Whitlock Avenue location to take up residence in the former Mansour Center on Roswell Street. The hope, with the approval of nearly $3.9 million in funding by the Board of Commissioners this week, is to have the facility set up and running in time for the November 2022 elections. Cobb County bought the center last summer for $7.5 million. Elections Director Janine Eveler said many of the upgrades to the Conference Center, once home to the Center for Family Resources, will focus on elections and ballot security. Other changes will include building security measures, parking lot modifications to improve traffic flow, and network access.
Congratulations, Coach Arian, to a great organization, great players. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is staying in Tampa Bay.
A local student has earned a scholarship funded by the Super Bowl champions. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
Hillgrove graduate Malia Hollins was awarded the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' second Girls in Football Scholarship. The scholarship, announced last week on the team website, was awarded to four female high school football players from around the country, and each recipient was given a $5,000 scholarship towards their chosen college or university. Malia played for the Hillgrove Flag football team that advanced to last year's state championship game. Malia found out that she was awarded the scholarship this summer when she was surprised by Tampa Bay tight end Rob Gronkowski on a Zoom call.
Congratulations on being named one of the recipients of the Buccaneers Girls in Football Scholarship.
Malia applied for the Girls in Football Scholarship back in April. She had to get a letter of recommendation. She was given a few questions to write about, and she was interviewed. Then she was asked back for a second interview, but that ended up being the surprise congratulations from Rob Gronkowski. For more on this story, visit mdjonline.com. I'm J.P. Edwards for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right.
Cobb County residents will see an 11% rate increase in their water bills beginning January 1st, their first rate increase in 3 years. The Cobb Board of Commissioners approved the rate increase at their meeting this week in a 4-1 vote. Water System Director Judy Jones estimated the average customer would see their monthly rate increase by $5.43 to $54.85 from the current average of $49.42. Rates for residential customers vary based on how much water they use, but Director Jones said Cobb will still boast the lowest water rate of any locale in the metro Atlanta area. Residents of Cobb cities continue to enjoy a slightly lower rate than their peers in unincorporated Cobb because the cities handle stormwater duties. The rate increase is needed to offset lost revenues and rising operating costs. Cobb's fiscal 2022 budget, which takes effect October 1st, anticipates a 1.6% decrease in water fund revenues over the previous year.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG
Open for fun at the 2021 Superior Plumbing Presents North Georgia State Fair, September 23rd through October 3rd at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta.
I hope it all feels right.
The Carriage Kia Concert Series featuring Gabby Barrett, Chris Lane, John Langston, Chase Rice, and Mark Will. Free family shows and great fair food, too. Admission $10. 10 and under, always free. Follow us on social media or visit NorthGeorgiaStateFair.com for more information. Open for fun in 2021.
A slow-moving train collided Wednesday evening with a truck trailer near the intersection of Marble Mill Road and Loudermilk Drive. The truck was attempting to cross the tracks when its lowboy trailer caught on the rails. Unable to dislodge the trailer, the driver disconnected the trailer and drove the cab of the truck away from the tracks to safety. No one was injured by the collision. The train was moving at about 20 miles per hour. A box truck got stuck in the same spot a few weeks back, but without the accompanying collision.
And some better equipment and supplies for your children.
Oh, that's what you said. Give it to them.
Yeah, in a dream world, we have a very tight budget to do what she's asking. We'd have to raise taxes.
Raise way too high as they are. Taxes are bad.
It's your children's future.
Oh, yeah, children are important.
Yes. It'll cost you.
Yeah. Go to taxes.
Advanced voting locations and times for the November 2nd elections in Cobb County have been set. Along with municipal elections, the ballot will also include a vote on a new 1% special sales tax for education. Advanced voting begins Tuesday, October 12th and runs through Friday the 29th, according to Cobb County Elections and Voter Registration. Voting will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays. Saturday voting hours on October 16th and 23rd will be from 9 to 5. There's no voting on Sunday, October 17th, Sunday the 24th, Saturday the 30th, Sunday the 31st, or Monday, November 1st. Visit mdjonline.com for the list of early voting locations and all other information.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.